it was really a big benefit, and that's really helped me as far as this year goes.
Okay. And then, you know, are you nervous already, or is it going to wait till, you know, you get the first hit out of you?
I've started to feel a little bit of the nerves, but, you know, I think that comes with it. I think after the first snap, it's all going to go away, and I'm just going to be able to play football.
How difficult was it for you last winter to not wrestle?
It wasn't too difficult in the sense that, you know, I was just urging to get on the mat. But, I mean, it's difficult watching and knowing that maybe I could have been out there. But, you know, I'm happy with where I'm at. I'm glad I'm playing football for this program, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
So did you put a lot of Micah High matches or anything?
Yeah, I tried to. It's still something I enjoy to watch, something I enjoy to do in my free time. You know, I like to go back and just roll around with my younger brother that's still wrestling at Williamsburg. So that's helped a lot, and, you know, being able to do that. So, yeah.
But as far as you're not going to go up in the weight room now or the wrestling room now and, you know, start working out, or would you go ever consider just working out if nothing else?
I would maybe consider just going to work out, but nothing really, like, too serious. I wouldn't go to try and, like, you know, challenge somebody or something like that. But I think that's all I've got left is just being able to go and, you know, roll around.
Thanks, Austin. Appreciate it.
How would you describe the transition that you've made from, you know, this time a year ago? You were just kind of, as you said, learning from the older guys and just kind of sitting back and taking everything in, to now you're not only on the field, but you're finding yourself in the starting lineup.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a big change, but it's something that, you know, I've prepared myself for just going through last year, like I said, you know, watching the older guys in front of me and stuff like that. So I think I'm prepared for this moment, and I think we're all prepared for this moment, so I'm just excited to be able to go out there and play with everybody.
What are some of the things that you've kind of taken in stride from Coach Ferentz, Brian Ferentz, since he's come in? You know, you've had an opportunity to work under him.
I think Coach Ferentz bringing back boys of the Big Ten has really been, you know, an emphasis in the offensive line room, just being the most physical, dominant offensive line that we can be.
Would you say that you got to that point where you feel that you can be that physical, dominant offensive line?
I don't think we'll ever arrive to that point, but I think we're definitely making strides. And, you know, you can't ever be too physical. So that's something that we're always going to be trying to improve on throughout the season.
I'm sure you've been asked this already, but when you see offensive line, you see that all five of you guys are from the state of Iowa, what kind of goes through your mind? Is it something that you take pride in?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, being able to go out there and start with four other guys that are from Iowa is pretty special, pretty unique, I think. You know, I think it's just a testament to the guys that do come from Iowa and the guys that Coach Ferentz and the rest of the staff recruit.